Shalom to all. Today's office Yushalmi Brachas Daf Yod Beis. We are starting Yud Aleph Amud Beis, four lines up for the bottom with the brand new halacha. And the Vilna Tzuras Hadaf, it's Ches Amud Beis, seven lines up for the bottom at the beginning of the line. And today's daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas, Mars, Mirim Sarah, Basav Yaakov, Maisha, Her Neshama should have an Aliyah. Now, in the previous Mishnah, we had a Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel about what position a person is supposed to be in when saying Kriyashma. And in the course of the Gemara, we had come out with that we paskin like Beis Hillel and not like Beis Shammai. So now this Mishnah continues with that. Amr Tarfin, Reb Tarfin says, Anil Yisi Baba Derech, I was going along the way, Vitesi Likras Kedivri Beis Shammai, and I reclined in order to say Kriyashma, just like Beis Shammai said. I got off my horse or whatever animal I was riding, and I went to the side of the road, and I laid down, and I reclined in order to say Shema, like Beis Shammai says that you should. Vesikati Ba'atzmi B'nei Listim, and I endangered myself because of robbers. There's always highwaymen roaming around, and I was in danger of being killed by them by keeping Teshitas Beis Shammai. Now Amrulai, the Chum, told him, Kedai Hayis Lachav Alatzmecha, you would have been fitting to have brought Chayv upon yourself. In other words, you would have deserved it if that would have happened to you. She'avartal Devar Beis Hillel, because you were over on the words of Beis Hillel. Now, what we learn from this Mishnah and what we're going to be seeing in the Gemara is that the words of the Chachamim, Takanas Chachamim, and Halachas that are paskin by the Chachamim, Derabanans as opposed to Dairaisas, keeping to them is so chummer, a person would be Chayv Misa if he doesn't keep to them. So the Gemara begins the discussion. Chavrai B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, the colleagues, which means the Chachamim, say in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Doidim Devrei Seifrim Le Devrei Taira. The words of Seifrim, the words of the Chachamim, are like Devrei Taira. They're beloved like Devrei Taira, like Dairaisas. And they're as beloved as the Iraisas. Where do we see this from? The Pasuk tells us, V'chikech, and the words of your palate, referring to the words of the Chachamim, Kiyein HaTov, is just like the finest wine, meaning Divrei Torah. Now, Shimon Bar Vav, Shem Rabbi Yechanan, he says, Doidim Divrei Seifrim LeDivrei Torah, the words of Seifrim, the words of the Chachamim, are like the Iraisas, V'chaviven Yaisim LeDivrei Torah, but they're actually more beloved than the Iraisas. And where do we see this from? The Pasuk says, Ki Tovim Doidecha Miyayin, your beloved, meaning Divrei Seifrim, is better than wine. Rav Bar Bar Kayan says, B'shem Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi, Teidelecha, you should know, Shechaviven Divrei Seifrim MiDivrei Torah, that the words of the Chachamim are more beloved, they're more important than the Iraisas. Where do we see this from? From our Mishnah. Shari Reb Tarfin, because Reb Tarfin in our Mishnah, Ilu Loikara, if he wouldn't have said Shema at all, Loihai Oivar Elabase, he would have been only Oivar Nase. Now it's not so good to be Oivar Nase, but the punishment a person would receive for being Oivar Nase is not so bad, considering all things, a person wouldn't even get Malkus for that. However, Valide Sha'avar Al Divrei Beis Hillel, by the mere fact that Reb Tarfin was over on the words of Beis Hillel, Nis Chayiv Misa, he was technically Chayiv Misa. Al Shem, because of the following, Upayretz Geder Yishachenu Nachash, the Pasuk says if a person breaks through a fence, he's going to be bitten by a snake, and breaking through the fence is being over on Divrei Chachamim. And Tani Rabbi Shmuel taught, Divrei Taira Yesh Behen Isser V'Yesh Behen Heter. Dairaisa is things that come directly from the Taira. There are certain things that are Usser, certain things that are Mutter, Yesh Behen Kulin V'Yesh Behen Chumrin. There are certain Kulas, there are certain Chumras, Afal Divrei Seifrim, but when we're dealing with Derabanans, Kulin Chamurin Hein, all of them are considered a chamer because if a person is over on Divrei Chachamim, so he has his pasuk applied to him, Uparetz Geder Yishachenu Nachash, and he's technically chayv misa b'dei shemayim. And Teidel Lecha, you should know, Shehu came that that's so. Ditani and Taman, we have a mission over there. Now, this is referring to a Zakin Mamre, a rebellious chacham. This is someone who refuses to accept a psak from Sanhedrin and actually paskins against them, and his punishment is chenek. So the Mishnah says, Ha'aymer, if this Zakin says, ain't tefillin, there's no such a mitzvah as tefillin. So Lavar al Divrei Taira, he's just being over on what it says in the Taira, Potter, he's Potter, meaning he's not considered Zakein Mamre. However, if this Zakein Mamre says Chamesh Teitafos, that there's five compartments in Tefillin and not four, L'haisval Devar Seifrim, he's trying to add on to the words of the Chachamim. Chayiv, he's Chayiv Chenek. He's considered a Zakein Mamre. And Rav Chananya Berei Rav Ada B'Shem Rav Tanchum Reb Chia, he says Chamurim Devar Zakeinim MiDevar Neviim. The words of the Chachamim, they're being called Zakeinim over here. They're more chamur than the words of the Neviim. Dichsev it says in the pasuk, Al Tatifu Yatifun. Don't preach, preachers. Al Yatifu La'ela. Don't preach to these, lo yisag klimas, so they shouldn't be overtaken by shame. Now this is Hashem telling the Nevi'im to stop talking, stop preaching to Klal Yisrael, because Am Yisrael doesn't listen to them anyway, they just shame them for talking to them. Uksiv and another pasuk says about the Nevi'im, atif l'chal liyayin l'sheichar, I'll preach to you about wine and sheichar. Now this pasuk is telling us that if the Nevi'im would tell Am Yisrael that they should just drink wine and sheichar and have a good time in life, everyone would listen to them. Now what we see from these two psukim is that Am Yisrael doesn't really care what the Nevi'im have to say, they only want to hear what they want to hear. So Hashem tells the Nevi'im, stop talking to Am Yisrael. That's only by the Nevi'im. Hashem never told the Chachamim to stop talking to Am Yisrael. So we see that the Chachamim are greater than the Nevi'im. And furthermore, Navi v'Zakein, a Navi and a Chacham, L'mahayin Daimon, what are they comparable to? L'melch sheshelech shnei palmatrin shaloi limdina, to a king who sent two of his officers, two of his ministers, out into the country. He sent them out to serve in certain positions. Al echad mehen kasav, regarding one of them he had written in his book of laws, im einim har lechem chasam shali, if he doesn't show you my signet ring, usman teirin shali, and proof that he's my representative? Al taminu lo, I don't believe him. Val echad mehen kasav, but in regards to the other one he wrote, afal pi she'ein emar lechem chaisem shali, even if he doesn't show you my signet ring, haminuhu, you could trust him, beloy chaisem usmanterin, without the signet and without any proof that he's my representative. Kach, so too, benavi, in regards to a navi, ksiv it says in the pasuk, v'nasanei lecha oisem my face, that he's going to give you a sign or a wonder. Baram hacha, however, over here, when it comes to the chachamim, what does the pasuk say? Al pi ha'tayra she'ei rucha, based off of the teaching that he teaches, and the pasuk continues, v'alam mishpat asher yomru lecha, and regarding the mishpat that he shall tell you, ta'aseh, you shall do it. Lo yisasar min ha'davar she'egid lecha imenu smile, don't deviate left or right. So we see that when it comes to divrei chachamim, you have to listen to them, even though they don't bring you an eiser or my face. Now back to this discussion, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, where we said that a person has to go like Beis Hillel. The Gemara continues, Hadad de Tamar, this was said, Mishi Yatsa's Baskol, only after the Baskol came out saying that we paskin like Beis Hillel. Now what's that referring to? So there's a Gemara in Ervin that says that there was a 3-year-long impasse between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. We didn't know who to paskin like, because Beis Hillel was greater in numbers, but Beis Shammai was sharper and greater analytically. And it was only at the end of 3 years that a Baskol came out and said that we have to paskin like Beis Hillel. So that's what our Mishnah is referring to. Aval ad shelo Yatsa's Baskol, before this Baskol came out, whoever wants to be machmer on himself and go like the chomers of Beis Shammai and the chomers of Beis Hillel, al zeh nemar, about this person it said, haksil b'choshech hailech, a fool goes in the darkness. Kekulei elu ve'elu, if a person wants to go like the kulas of both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, nikra rasha, he's called a rasha. Ella, what was the proper way to act before this Baskol came out? Either a person should go like the kulas and chumras of this one, or like the kulas and chumras of that one, meaning pick your side and stick with it. However, once again, hadain de tamar, this is only said ad shelo yatzas baskol, before the baskol came out. Avol mishiyatzas baskol, once the baskol came out, la'olam halacha k'divrei Beis Hillel, the halacha is always like Beis Hillel, and v'chol ha'ivra al divrei Beis Hillel, anyone that's ivra on the words of Beis Hillel, chayv misa is chayv misa. And Tani was taught in Nebraisa, yatzas baskol, va'amra baskol came out and said, elu ve'elu divrei lekim chayim. Both of their words, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, are the words of the living Hashem, meaning both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are correct. Of a halacha k'divrei Beis Hillel, the halacha is like Beis Hillel. Now the Gemara just asks, Eichon Yatsa's Baskol, meaning where was the Sanhedrin, where were they located when this Baskol came out? So Rav Bibi Omer b'shem Rabbi Yechonon, b'Yavne Yatsa's Baskol, they were in Yavne when this Baskol came out. This was after the destruction of the second base of Mikdash, the Sanhedrin moved from place to place, and at that point in time, they were in Yavne. And a brand new halacha, halacha hey, the Mishnah tells us, b'shachar, in the morning, mevarch shtayim lefaneh v'achas l'achareha, two brachas are made before Kriyat Shema, and one bracha is made afterwards. The two brachas beforehand are Yotzer Or and Ava Rabba or Avas Olam, depending if you daven Ashkenaz or Sfard. And the bracha afterwards is Emes V'yatziv, which ends off Gal Yisrael. Yud Beis Beis on top of the Mishnah continues Uba Erev, and in the evening, Mevarch Shtayim Lefaneha Ushtayim Lachareha. Two brachas are made before, two brachas are made after Kriyat Shema. The two brachas before are Marav Aravim and Avas Olam. Two brachas afterwards are Emes V'muna and Hashkivenu. Now, Achas Arucha v'Achas Katsara. One of these brachas is longer, one of them is shorter. Makam Sha'amru Laharich, Ein Roshay Lakatzer, Lakatzer, Ein Roshay Laharich. In a place where the Chachamim said you have to have a longer bracha, you're not allowed to shorten it. In the place where they said you should have a shorter bracha, you're not allowed to lengthen it. Now, more about brachas in general. Lachdaim, Ein Roshay Shaloy Lachdaim. If Chazal said that the way that the bracha is supposed to be said is that we have a chasima, we end off with a Baruch Atah Hashem, so we're not allowed to end off without that. Shaloy Lachdaim. And if they said that the bracha is not supposed to be ended off with a Baruch Atah Hashem, Ein Roshay Lachdaim, a person is not allowed to conclude it with a bracha. For example, bracha on food. We make a bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Alekeinu Melech Haolam, Bayri Pri Adama. A person is not allowed to conclude it with Baruch Atah Hashem, Al Pri Adama, or something like that. That's not the matbeah of the bracha. That's not the way that Chazal established the bracha. So we have to keep exactly to the way that they established the bracha. Now the Gemara explores. Reb Simon B'Shem Reb Shmuel Bar Nachman says, why is it that we have this number of brachas in the morning before and after Shema, and in the evening before and after Shema? Al Shem, because of the pasuk, V'hagisa Ba Yom V'Laila, and you shall be involved in it, or you shall recite it night and day, referring to Kriya Shema. And what do we learn from here? Shetehei Hegeyas Hayom V'Halaila Shavin. That means the reciting of Shema in the morning and reciting of Shema at night should be exactly the same. Now in the morning, we have a chiyuv d'oraisa to say Shema, v'hayim shemaya, and v'yomer. At night, we don't have a chiyuv d'oraisa to say v'yomer because it discusses the mitzvah of tzitzis, which doesn't apply at night, and therefore we need to have an extra bracha at night in order to have the nighttime Shema and morning Shema even. Kriya Shema by Shacharis has two brachas before and only one bracha afterwards. That's because there's three paragraphs of Shema. Kriya Shema by Ma'ariv has four brachas, two before, two afterwards, because we have only two paragraphs in the middle. So it's a total of six in the morning and six at night. Rabbi Yossi Bar Oven says, B'shem Rabbi Shua ben Levi, it's for a different reason. It's al shame because the pasuk says, Sheva bayim hilaticha, seven times throughout the day
I shall praise you, because of your mishpatim, which are righteous. Now, when the pasuk says seven times throughout the day, it doesn't mean during daylight hours. It means during an entire 24-hour period, there's an inyan to bless Hashem seven times. So that's what we have. Four brachas at night, three brachas in the morning. That's a total of seven brachas. Now, Rav Nachman says, b'shem Rav Mani, that we can now combine these two. Kol ha-mekayim sheva b'yom hilaticha, anyone that's mekayim this pasuk of sheva b'yom hilaticha by saying seven brachas throughout the day, ki'ilu kayim, it's as if he was mekayim v'yogisa b'yom v'layla. Now, the Gemara asks, mipnei ma kayon shtei parshias halalu b'chol yom? Why do we say these two parshias of Kriyashma every day? Now, we're not referring to vayomer. It's obvious why we say vayomer every day, because vayomer has Yitzias Mitzrayim in it, and we know there's a chiyuv to talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim every single day. The question is, why do we say Shema and Vahayim Shemaya every day? What does that have to do with anything? So Rav Levi, Rav Simon, both of them give reasons. Rav Simon Amar, he explains, B'nei Shekasa Behen Shechiva V'kima. That's because in Shema and Vahayim Shemaya, we talk about going to sleep and waking up, and that's when we're supposed to say Kriyashma. So that's why we say it as part of Kriyashma. Rav Levi, Amar Levi says, B'nei Shasaras Hadibras Kulin Behen. That's because Asaras Hadibras are found throughout all of Kriyashma. And where do we see that? Anochi Hashem Laikecha, the first of that Aseres HaDibros is found in the pasuk of Shema Yisrael Hashem Lekenu, and that's pretty obvious. The first of the Aseres HaDibros is I am Hashem your God, and that's in Shema Yisrael Hashem Lekenu. Hashem is our God. Number two, Lo Yalecha Elohim Acherim Al Panai, don't have other gods. And where do we see that from? Hashem Echad. Hashem is one, meaning Hashem is the only one. The third of the Aseres HaDibros, Lo Yisisa Eshem Hashem Lekecha Lashav, don't take Hashem's name in vain. Where do we see that in Kriyat Shema? Ve'ohavta es Hashem Lekecha, love Hashem your God. And the explanation of that is Mandu Rachim Malka, one that loves the king, Lo Yishtav B'Shmei U'Mishaker, he's not going to swear falsely in his name. Number four, Zachar Siyam Shabbos Lekachai, remember the day of Shabbos to keep it holy. Where is that found in Kriyat Shema? L'man Tizkru. So you should remember all the mitzvahs of Hashem. Now, what does one have to do with another? So Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, Zu mitzvah Shabbos. L'man Tizkru is talking about the mitzvah of Shabbos. Shehisha Kula Keneged Kol Mitzvah Shal Torah, because it corresponds to or it's equal to all the mitzvahs in the Torah. Dechsev, it says in the Pasuk, Ve'es Shabbos Kachacha Haidata Lohem, and your holy Shabbos you made known to them. And the very same Pasuk says, U mitzvahs v'chukim v'tayra tzivisa, and mitzvahs and chukim and tayra you commanded. So what does this Pasuk teach us? Yud Gimel Amar Alpha on the top, Lo'idiacha, to tell you, Shehish Kula Keneged Mitzvah that Shabbos is equal or corresponds to all the mitzvahs in the Torah. Continue on with the fifth of the Aseres HaDibros, Kabbidus Avicha Vasimecha, honor your father and mother. Where is that found in Kriyat Shema? The Pasuk says, L'man Yirbu Yimecha V'mei V'neichem, so that you can increase your days and the days of your children. And we know that the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em brings a person to have a Arichas Yamim. We continue with number six, Lo Yisirtzach, don't kill. Where is that found? V'avate Mehera, you will be destroyed quickly. Manda Katil Miskatil, one that kills, he will be killed. Lo Yisinaf, don't commit adultery. Where's that from? Don't stray after your hearts and eyes. And on Rablevi, he explains, Liba ve'ena train sursuri dechata. A person's heart and eyes are two messengers or accomplices of sin. Dechsev the Pasuk says, T'na b'ni libchali, my son, give your heart to me. Ve'inecha durachai titzarna, and your eyes shall guard my ways. Amar Kosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says, I yavez li libach ve'enach, if you give me your heart and eyes, ano yada da'at li, I know that you're for me, and that you're not going to commit these sins of adultery. The next Aseres HaDibros is Lo Yisignav, don't steal. Where do we see this in Shema? Ve'asavta degonecha, you shall gather in your grain. How do we see that in this Pasuk? Well, we learn, V'loy degonech shal chavercha, you shall take in your grain, don't steal your friend's grain. We continue, the next Aseres HaDibros is Lo Yisane Briacha Eid Shaker, don't bear false witness against your friend. Where do we see that in Kriyat Shema? Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am Hashem your God. Uksiv, and it says, V'Hashem Elokim Emes, and Hashem Elokim is truth. And we know that we have to emulate Hashem. And the same way that Hashem is Emes, we have to be Emes, so we can't bear false witness against someone else. Now the Gemara just says, Mahu Emes, what does that mean? Hashem is Emes? Amrav Avun, Shehu Elokim Chaim U'Melech Olam, he is a living Hashem and he's the king of the world. Emes doesn't necessarily mean that he speaks the truth. It means he is the only truth in this world. He is Elokim Chaim and Melech Olam. And Amar Levi, Rav Levi says, Amar Kosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says, Im he'alta l'chavercha edus sheker, if you give false edus against your friend, mala ani olecha ki'ilu he'alta olai sh'loi barasi shemayim v'aretz, I'll treat it as if you gave edus about me that I never created the shemayim and aretz. And on to the last Aseres HaDibros, Lo yisachmed beser yacha, don't covet your friend's house. Where do we see that in Kriyat Shema? It says, Uchsavtam al mezuzos beisecha, you should write them and place them on the doorpost of your house. How do we learn this? Beisecha v'loi beis chavercha, your house and not your friend's house, meaning don't covet your friend's house. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow and continue to talk about how that Aseres HaDibros has to do with Kriyat Shema. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.